My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Greetings, friends.
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Hi, Wiggy.
What's good?
Hello, Courtney.
Hello.
Shime.
Howdy. Morning.
Curtis, hello.
Hi.
How are you, Curtis?
I got to tell you, I don't know what happened, but it's coming up, Curtis, baby. What a great week it's been so far.
I mean, a bit of a last gasp of summer this week,
which, gorgeous.
I know you appreciate as the official weather smoke of WEEI.
It was a perfect night. James and Kennedy up at the park. Mm. Aaron Rodgers got his butt kicked, and the Jets reside in last place this morning. That is going to unravel like the 2011 Red Sox.
Well, text for you, Wiggy, right off the bat on the Subaru of New England text line. It's a 617 text. And it reads, I cannot wait to hear Wiggy try and downplay Brock Purdy's talent all season long again this year.
I never downplay his talent. I would say when he gets to the playoffs, he's got to be able to do something with it. You got that team around you. You think people in San Francisco, they probably feel, hey, Brock Purdy's a very good regular season quarterback. But when you get to the playoffs, you haven't been able to get over that hump. With all that talent around you, it's more about when is San Francisco going to get over that hump. I think that he's a good player, but he's got to, just like anybody else, he's got to prove it in the playoffs.
Well, how many quarterbacks would be dominant with that team around him?
Yeah, I mean, look at the...
Almost everyone in the league.
Right.
Well, look at the undrafted free agents who ran the football last night in place of Christian McCaffrey.
And Mason Kidd.
Had an unbelievable night. So man, you're right, Curtis. It's what's around you at times.
Well, go ahead.
He did make a bit of a mistake after the game, though, saying that he found out he was playing on Friday.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Niners probably not thrilled about that.
Yeah, I didn't get why he was all the Niners were tripping about that.
Well, I think, don't you need to declare that somebody's injured? They hit it for a bit. That's what...
I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, the McCaffrey situation... Now, he's only missed two games in the time that he's been there, so he hasn't really been injury-plagued. But if you're the 49ers and you see this kid perform as well as he performed, maybe you kind of take your time with bringing back McCaffrey because, I mean, that team is loaded. I thought after the first drive of the Jets, when they had that second drive and they went up in the game, I think it was 7-0.
The 70-yard drive or whatever it was.
Yeah, when they scored the touchdown. I was like, okay, this looks like it could be a game. And then it's just like, man.
I would like to read a text from our fearless leader at 8:40 p.m. attempting to rattle my cage. Jets look pretty good. I didn't hear from him the rest of the night there, Kenny, but must have been an early night to bed.
Curtis, you are, I think you're overreacting at times to week one of the NFL season.
That's good. We should play the long game.
I'm a little concerned with your overreaction at some
point. I think you were overreacting to when the Patriots practiced.
Probably.
We all lose our minds about everything. I would just say my lead is going to irritate some people.
Oh.
I cannot wait.
Okay.
It is going to be a gorgeous, gorgeous day here.
That's different for you.
I mean, if either you listen and you're right or you don't and you're wrong. I mean, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
Up to you.
All right.
Well, you're going to play both of these teams in a couple weeks. San Fran, man.
Oh, man. Yeah,
They look good. Because I thought the Jets' defense, especially against the run, would do better than what they – I mean, I was like, damn, this kid Jordan Mason just running all over them. Mm-hmm. And I thought the Jets' D would do better than they kind of showed. But, yeah, San Francisco, I know it's only week one, but, you know, that's what we do here in this business is we overreact. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and Aaron Rodgers had some flashes of the old Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think looking at the Jets and what Aaron Rodgers, I know they struggled a little bit last night. You kind of say, all right, they're a team that they got talent. They should be able to get it together. They lost to a very good team in week one. But this is a team that you would expect is going to be right there in the mix come you know, especially when you talk about the AFC East and, you know, the Patriots, you're like, all right, this is a team that's going to be right in the mix.
Also, another text for you right off the bat this morning. Mm-hmm. How can you say that Brock Purdy doesn't take them very far? They made it to overtime in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, but you got to win it.
I know.
What's that mean?
But there are a ton of unbelievable quarterbacks who haven't been able to win it. So if you're Brock Purdy and you started where you did and you're in the Super Bowl in overtime, like, you got to
win it. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but if you're a San Francisco fan and you look at your team, aren't you saying, and I think Curtis said this, and they reached out to Tom Brady for a reason. Brock Purdy's good, but he's got to be able to get him over that hump. With all that talent that you have, you got to be able to get that team over that hump if you're that quarterback, if you want to be a guy who's going to be making $60 million a year.
I would say the best analogy I can come up with, and I'm not a car guy, is that Brock Purdy is driving a sports car in automatic. In order to win a championship, you have to be able to learn how to drive it stick.
Yep.
I feel like he doesn't have that difference of ability.
I mean, and that, and I would.
And by the way, Jacoby Brissett is driving a red turtle.
Sure is.
He's over in the far right lane, the breakdown lane at times.
I would say that. I would not disagree with you on that. But you have.
What a lovely ride back to Boston that was yesterday. God, I love where we live.
You know, I don't think. Is there any period of time that one can get on the expressway, northeast or southeast?
Right.
And it is not backed up with traffic.
No.
I don't care if it's 11 a.m., 2 p.m., noon on a Saturday, 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Right.
That roadway is always full of traffic, which is stopped at all times on the expressway. I don't know where these people are coming from or going to.
I have no idea, but I did the all-time amateur move, and I listened to Google Maps, and I went through Randolph and Milton.
Oh, Curtis.
You never do that.
I am such an idiot.
You never gain from that. Like, you just have to suffer. Like, sit in the traffic and suffer, because it takes you an extra 25 minutes with lights and there's times where you have to, what do they call those things that are in the middle of the road, pedestrians? You have to wait for them to cross and everything. It never works out that way, Curtis. You never leave the highway.
I don't care how bad it is. I'm an idiot.
I just thought, and it's been that way, Greg, for my whole lifetime. It was always never go past Mass Ave because 93 is always a parking lot.
It
Sunday
always
afternoon
is.
At, you know, or Sunday morning at 9 a.m., it's a parking lot.
Yep. All right. Well, beautiful day on the way. Curtis, you probably know this as the official weather smoke of WEEI, but we are in some sort of historic no rain run in this region.
I think
it's has it been 21 days without serious precipitation?
It is. It's actually since I lost Pudge, it rained for like 3 straight days and it hasn't rained since. Oh. So it's been about 3 weeks and
don't
it is
jinx it.
Well, maybe he'll come back. But no, it is going to be a perfect week. Yesterday, I would say best weather day of the year. No humidity.
It was great yesterday.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And it's going to be, I believe, it's going to be in the 90s on Friday.
So. That sounds pretty crispy, Courtney.
Yep, don't tell Shime.
Yes. Yeah. Courtney swung and missed on that one, huh? When we took over the weather.
Curtis, while you were gone, we had a fill-in weather smoke, and they said that we were experiencing the last hot day of the summer a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it's not the summer anymore. It's already the fall.
It's not
a hot day in the fall.
No, it's not. It's not officially fall yet. It's still summer, I believe.
We haven't hit the autumnal equinox.
Post Labor Day is generally fall.
I'll enjoy it.
You can't wear white pants anymore. It's fall.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a big white pants guy?
Actually,
white,
I don't
white jeans. Do you have a pair?
I do. Yeah. I absolutely. After I lost my weight, I got a pair. Actually, and it's been.
Were
nice.
You able to get the buffalo chicken stains out?
No stains in my pants.
In the seaport, those are just called pants.
Yeah, the white jeans are for all white parties, and if you go to Miami, I don't think I would. I would wear them just on a rando.
I think they look nice on men.
Wednesday. No, I'm not saying that they don't, but it's more of like an all white party, or if you're in Miami, you're not wearing them like on a Friday in December, October.
Yeah. Right.
Tough to carry them off, but I'm sure Shime can do it.
Oh, I pull them off. Don't worry. Don't you worry.
All right. Well.
And bad weather news for everybody. Last after 7 p.m. sunset of the year tonight.
Pain.
Oh, we're still getting up to 7 o'clock? It seems I thought it was like 6:30 or 6:45.
Well, the sun is setting for you a little earlier.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. On today's show, it's a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will be here with us in the studio, and we will talk all things NFL. Week number one is officially over, and the Patriots are on to the Seahawks, and the rest of the league is on to week two, so we'll talk to Ty Law about that. At about 8:20, I believe, Curtis, is when Ty Law will be in the studio with us.
Yeah, that's correct? What he said last week, so okay. looking forward to that.
Before that, we will get to our leads coming up in 10 minutes at 6:25, and then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning, and the kids are back to school, and the teachers are back to fornicating with them. So I believe we'll head to Georgia.
We will.
For today's pervert teacher inductee. So
a new definition of Georgia Peach.
Excellent. All right. Well, all of that coming up on the show. Right now, though, Courtney with an update on what is trending first thing this morning.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. The first time that's been a final score in NFL history.
Really? Scorigami.
Yep. Oh. Scorigami, exactly.
Okay. Would that qualify? Would McCaffrey qualify as an official Hillman jinx? Ooh. Since he was on the show in May or June, whenever that was, when we had Eamon's ex-girlfriend Olivia Culpo on.
It does, because he's been dealing with this injury
since then.
Well, for all of training camp.
Oh, wow. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Wow, I never even thought of that, Greg.
Okay.
Well, he is dealing with that calf Achilles injury, so we'll see what happens there. Brock Purdy completed 19 of 29 passes for 231 yards in the win, while Aaron Rodgers completed 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. So your Pats aren't at the bottom of the division. They sit at second in the AFC East after week one. And Ricky Purcell invited the first responders who saved his life when he got shot a few weeks ago. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube.
Mitch, I'm trying to figure that out too, Curtis. How they can? I think we're trying to figure out how can they be in second place with a win?
They're listed as second in the AFC East.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. That's just what they're listed as.
Okay. Okay. I was just trying.
So who's first? Who's first? Miami or Buffalo?
Miami.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo, it was a home win.
Okay.
So they.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Maybe strength of schedule. Or,
they must.
Yeah, I have no clue.
If you would like me to pull up the NFL website, that'd be great.
You don't have to get upset.
I'm not upset. I'm just explaining myself.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out. I think.
Yeah, now we need answers for this one.
I think the New England Patriots are in first place in the division.
I thought it was a three-way tie.
That's what I would say.
Well, didn't the Bills beat an NFC team?
What?
The Bills beat an NFC team.
I don't know. I'm telling you, on the NFL website, if you look right now, Patriots listed as second in the AFC East.
All right. Well, I think you maybe do a little bit of digging, get us some help on this one.
Or you could do it. You have a computer right in front of you.
But I'm not the one. I thought it was a three-way tie. I go to you for my sports trending. I have no clue how it works. I thought they were all 1-0.
AFC East, Patriots, 1-0. I don't know what to tell you. The Bills, it was a home game, so I assume that's why.
Yeah, Miami's was a home game, too, though.
I know.
Ahead of you, technically. If.
All right.
We'll figure it out. We'll do some digging.
I don't even know where to go from here now.
I don't know either. Maybe on to the Red Sox?
No. Well, I was doing a nice Ricky Pearsall situation that he brought the first responders that saved his life on, but then I got cut off. So they were invited to be on the sidelines. Very nice. Thank you, Mitch, for throwing up the standings. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. Both Rob Refsnyder and Tyler O'Neill hitting two homers in that win. Another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Gaudreau brothers were put to rest yesterday in Pennsylvania, where childhood Boston College NHL friends and teammates joined his family to say goodbye. Both Johnny and Matthew's wives gave eulogies. Johnny's wife announcing she's 9 weeks pregnant with their third child.
It's awful.
Terrible.
That whole entire thing is awful.
Yeah. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Okay, and just getting a report from Gillette Stadium this morning early that you made Jacoby Brissett cry when you said that about them being in second place. He's very upset.
They can bring it up with the league.
He is very, very upset this morning. He's crying again. So please be careful. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Curtis?
I'm not going to cry at all about this weather. It is gorgeous. 58 degrees, crisp air this morning in the great city of Boston. Afternoon high in the upper 70s with abundant sunshine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.